This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop for festival style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. I've owned Tecovas for years. I love these goddamn boots. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. That's true. I never got blisters from these things. Huge fan. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Have a complimentary drink or two, which I've had, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are always at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. I can promise you that. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Yeah, let's give it up for Liquid IV.
Yeah.com,
baby. Promo code Nooners over there is going to get you 20% off your first order. Rage this weekend. Jobless on accident. I feel like it was an accidental rage this weekend.
Yeah.
And I needed some Liquid IV to start off the day. I start every day with a Liquid IV. Our kids are using Liquid IV.
Yes.
They've got the new and improved sugar-free Liquid IVs as well. And Pear is back. Pear is back. That's my favorite. Pear was my favorite there. Big fan. But hanging out, watching sports, hanging out with the friends and all that other stuff, you start boozing, lose track of time, and then you're like, oh, shit, I need to rehydrate for the week. Got to pop in that Liquid IV. Are you a daily girl? Because I don't see you every single morning all the time.
Yeah, I'm a daily girl. So I do one of the sugar-free grapes or the sugar-free apple, which are my new faves, in 24 ounces.
Okay.
So it is supposed to be just in, they say, like, put a packet in 16 ounces.
16 ounces of water.
And that's going to hydrate you double. I put in the 24-ounce, maybe onesie or twosie.
Yeah.
And go through the day.
Yeah, I had
it's life-changing.
I call it Hydration Monday here on the show because it's one of those things where, again, you go hard over the weekends, you got the kids, you're not eating great, you're boozing with some friends or whatever, and then boom, reset on Mondays, pop in the Liquid IV, and you're good to go. But it's a little pouch, that's it. You're ripping open, popping into liquid, 16 ounces or more. And you're good to go. Super easy there. Three times the electrolytes. No artificial sweeteners. 8 vitamins and nutrients. Non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Weekends are for going wild. Have a game plan for Monday with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Superior Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Oh, James! Texas strong! Texas strong! Pray for Texas! Pray for Texas! We are going through it. James, how you doing over there? You bundled up?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
To say that I'm miserable is a gross understatement.
Sure is. Sure is. Guys, we're in it right now. I don't even know. This is pre-recorded. We don't know if we're going to have electricity tomorrow. Delco, did you have electricity?
Yeah, how are you guys doing over there?
This morning when you woke up at your house?
I did not.
Giorgio, you have a bunkie over there, buddy.
I did not have power. Our heat in the studio is not currently working well.
No, it's not. Right. It's not. Right. It's really struggling here.
I want you guys to know I'm here and I'm engaged and I'm working hard.
Texas strong. Yeah. Texas strong, everybody.
Yep. This is what it was too. Giorgio walked in with a jersey mic, and we were all like, "Where'd you get that jersey mic?" Like came out from under the thing. Hey. How'd you get food, man?
What?
How'd you get food?
What?
You got some of that sandwich?
Yeah. He's like, I just went there.
Yeah,
and
nothing.
Got it.
Nothing is open here. Giorgio found the one jersey. I feel like we're in 28 days later, where it's like, oh, did you get food? Is there something open? Did you hear somebody? Is there a person out there?
Hello.
I drove down the mean streets or highway of 290. Everything is shut down. Delco's without power. Joel's without power, couldn't get in, couldn't get an Uber. We have a half inch snow on the ground, maybe a quarter tops. It's a little icy, sure. But that's about it here. Every time D'Anthony Holloway on Drinking Bros says, yeah, man, you guys need to move to Texas. This shit's going to fucking go down. It's the only state that's left. No, this is the weakest state in America. It's the softest fucking state in America. Texas is so fucking weak, even our goddamn governor can't walk. It's the worst state of all time.
Well, you know why?
Why is that?
Because one of those trees that was freezing
would
fall
on him.
Shut the fuck up. During
that's
a freeze?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Or something, right?
Well, that's not why, but he got hit by a tree. But I'd imagine there's going to be a couple Abbots today.
Probably.
Yeah.
Rolling around among us today, dude. They don't even know.
Right.
They're going to be all gregged up, dude. And that's what it is. Weakest state in the whole fucking country. The weakest state I've ever fucking lived in. First of all, let's start at the top here with just Texas and the power grid. Delco, you've lived here, what, 10 years at this point?
About a decade, yeah.
What's the fucking story with ERCOT and the worst power grid in America?
Listen, it's a once-in-a-lifetime storm that happens every year, right?
It's just... You guys, this doesn't happen here, okay?
I almost choked.
Yeah.
That we've lived here 3 years. This has happened every year. And every year they're like, oh, this never happens. Oh. No, it sure hasn't. It's happened every fucking year we've lived here.
Yeah.
Everything. All shut to every fucking year we've lived here. Everything is shut down for all this fucking bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
ERCOT sucks. So, yeah, as far as the succession, people talk about, oh, Texas is going to secede. No, the fuck you're not. You can't do anything here. Under 40 degrees, this state can't do dick. And even when it's above 40 degrees, every fucking weatherman on the goddamn TV shows is saying, oh, you got cedar fever, you can't move, you can't breathe, you can't go outside your house. So what's the proper climate for Texas? Either 118 or below 40, you're fucked. It's one of the two. And there's never a happy in between. We don't have a season other than 118 or under 40 and the whole state shut down. We see none of that.
We
in
get
this
about
fucking hellhole.
6 days of nice weather.
Yes, and that's it.
And they're not consecutive.
No. And you get hit with the pollen.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Cedar fever. I couldn't fucking breathe last week. 2 days ago, I woke up and I was like, holy shit, I can breathe. Oh, wait, that's right. Every tree is frozen solid and is now downed over a power line. So, yeah, there's no pollen. But as soon as this melts in 2 days,
then we have mold.
Mold.
So we have a mold rating too.
Yep.
In the air that really messes people up.
Yeah.
And
so that's
when
all
that kind of dries out, the cedar comes.
Yeah.
And when that's done, the 200 degree weather comes.
Yeah.
And then after that, right to 5 degrees.
Worst state in the whole fucking country.
Seasons,
true.
Guys.
The border.
Yeah,
the border doesn't exist down here. There's no fucking seasons. You can't handle anything under 40. We live on the surface of the goddamn sun here. What's great about? I'm trying to find the one great thing about Texas. Hey, no state income taxes.
No.
Well, guess what? Your property taxes are going to be $50,000 a year. So enjoy that. What is it? What am I missing about this shithole state that we live in?
Brisket.
What's the one thing that we... Yes, brisket.
Barbecue, baby.
But sort of. We got one thing. We can hold on to brisket, right?
And beef rib.
No one likes beef ribs.
No, but no, I would still say Memphis, like, you know.
Well, you would prefer the pork rib, yeah.
Yeah.
I tend to agree.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So,
yes.
I mean, I'll give it brisket. It's the one thing I've had here. The Mexican food is decent, but I lived in California.
Yeah, that's
weather's
better.
Weather's nicer and it's better. So they got that on us. So we got brisket, and then what else?
Gaslighting.
I would say pickup trucks.
They're really good at gaslighting.
But here's the deal. Nobody can drive a fucking pickup truck in this way. The amount of pickup trucks I pass with people just white-knuckling the wheels just at 20 miles an hour, and I'm like, there's no snow on the goddamn ground. Drive your fucking truck,
but
you
Ross,
fucking pussies.
We got so much live entertainment.
Live comedy.
Live music. Comedy, guys. Comedy. I had that in Los Angeles.
We got
had
it there.
We got what?
Buc-ee's.
Oh, we have Buc-ee's. Not here.
Not here. You got to drive like 60 miles.
Yeah, you got to drive 60 miles. And then as far as like, you know, it's a red state. Sort of. The country's red. Every fucking city here is blue. Austin, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio.
Yeah.
Sure. They're all fucking Democrats. So you don't even have that to hang your hat on.
The power grid is an example of when going red is going wrong.
100%. Yes. And nobody will admit that. Like, I don't really give a shit. I just want to correct problems. I don't give a fuck what side it's coming from. Just correct the goddamn problem. I mean, it's everything in this fucking shithole. Mm-hmm. Oh, what did we get? Oh, you can walk around with guns on your fucking, on your hips? Right. Sweet. All right, yeah. That brisket, great. What else?
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing else. The rest of it's back in the 1800s.
Right.
Hey, man, you get raped, you're going to have that baby. Because God forbid you have an abortion, you can't get dick here. Weed and marijuana? Nope, they killed that too.
No, it's a gateway.
It's a gateway.
The gateway drug.
Because the Lord's going to come down.
It's for losers and dropouts.
Yeah. Fucking hippies, man. Living in the fucking 1800s. And I'd accept that. If you said, hey, move to Texas, and guess what? It's going to be like the OK Corral. There's no fucking rules. And we're not going to have power at all. If you just said, look, we're not going to have power, no electricity whatsoever, then at least I knew what I was coming into, right? There should be a sign on the side of the road next to the fucking speed limit sign that says, if you drive a pickup truck, you go fucking 65 no matter what the goddamn weather is.
Right. And listen, when it is nice, when it's super hot out in the summer, you go out to the lake, the dammed river.
Sure.
There's algae in there that will kill your dog.
Sure will.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
That's right, I forgot.
And
about
you, too. There was algae in our pool in our neighborhood that was like making kids fucking sick.
Sick, yeah.
Fun.
A blast.
Fun.
And now you might be asking yourself at home, well, Ross, why do you live here? We live here because of the shows and for work. And there's places I've lived in my life simply for work, and I get what it is. I get the gig. Los Angeles was like that for me. Yes, I love the weather and I love the beach and all that shit, but let's face it. For what I did every single day, I never got to see the goddamn beach. Never. Probably the happiest in my life was North Carolina on the beach. Here is simply for work, and then when this whole fucking shit is over, I'm out of this state. And I can fucking yeehaw somewhere else.
Gone to Carolina in my mind.
Either that or we were discussing Florida before. Look, Florida, let's talk about real fucking red states. It's DeSantis down there, perfect. That's a real fucking red state.
It's perfect.
You want a real governor? That's the guy. That's the guy who's figured it the fuck out, dude. COVID, he figured it the fuck out. Abortion, all that other shit, he figured it the fuck out. It's DeSantis, Florida, everything else. Property taxes are reasonable down there. That's the only state that's actually kind of figured it out.
You have to be married when you go there, though, because the women will tear you apart and take you for everything that you have.
Probably
Dan will be here within 6 months.
Fair.
Not true. I know a Florida woman, all right?
Ooh.
I know how to deal with a Florida woman.
Okay.
Ooh.
Where's this lucky lady at now?
Florida woman.
Well, she's in D.C. now.
Okay. Well, never mind.
Here's
a good tick in the box of Florida, though. It's probably the only place that you could say to, like, Delco, and he'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Do you know what I mean? Love it.
Well, other than Hawaii.
Well,
we're not moving the operation to Hawaii.
Nobody's living in Hawaii.
None of us are as rich as you.
And not only that, but I love Hawaii, but it's great for a few weeks. After that, you're out of there.
So the other thing with Texas is this, though. So everyone that's here, it's almost like a Stockholm kind of, or a lot of people that live here.
Uh-huh.
like when we came into town, they tell you just how amazing it is. They know for a fact it's not.
Well,
but it both makes them feel better.
Yep. I've always warned
you. And then
you.
They can kind of, you always
warned
us?
Yeah, he did. He did. To be fair, he did. Since day one, he warned us. He goes, what? It's not that great here.
It's not that great.
And I thought maybe he was just a pessimistic
asshole. I thought he was just Delco.
Yeah. But he's correct.
But he's right.
And then, you know, not like to go full fucking boomer today. You wonder why your parents always, like, everybody moves to Florida when they're older. It's to get away from the rest of this bullshit everywhere else.
Right.
And I get it. I get why you don't want to live in the snow anymore up north. I lived in that. And that's it. Look, that's a different kind of misery. And if we're going to flip this, the hardest people in the nation are people living in the Midwest and the North. And that are just living it for the rest of their lives. So they're like, you know what? It's going to be 8 feet of snow on the ground tomorrow and I got to go to fucking work. I'm going to see gray skies every goddamn day. I'm going to freeze my dick off for fucking 9 months out of the year, but I'm just going to put my head down and go to work every fucking day.
God bless the people of Milwaukee.
That's those are the hardest motherfuckers on the face of the planet. North Dakota, somewhere like that. It sure the fuck isn't Texas.
Well, I'm starting to get mad too at the people. Like, we came here a couple times before we moved, right? So yeah. I'm starting to get mad at the people.
Oh, well, here's the thing, Jesse. Anyone that's actually from Austin is the most uncultured person you'll meet. They have the worst taste. They
right.
have the worst yeah. takes.
Right.
They know nothing. They never traveled outside of Austin,
right.
really. And yeah, they don't know
and they just
about
want
the rest
you,
of the world.
It's almost like misery wants company, right? So they're like, hey, and they take you to the couple places that are great. They yeah. blindfold you the rest of the time. They go, oh, we're going to take you to the surprise place. And so that you can't see how horrible the rest of it is. You just go to this like amazing outdoor barbecue or something yeah. with the Mumford and Sonlights, and then your favorite band just happens to be playing mm-hmm. like a small
venue
yeah. and you're like, oh my God, like, you're right. I'm going to move here. And they're like, you should.
Got him.
Please. Please come. It's so great. And you're like, yeah. And they're like, we're going to have so much fun when you come. You haven't seen him
nope.
since I got here. Haven't
no.
seen him since I got here.
No.
And haven't had as much fun as I did when I didn't fucking live here and I was visiting, right?
Yeah.
I've never had that same kind of level of like amazement and fun, even from day one of actually living here, than I did when I was visiting and people were trying to gaslight me into moving
here. Yeah.
Yeah. And so fuck them.
Yeah.
Right?
Not your friends.
Not our friends. Some of them aren't our friends anymore.
No.
What's worse is my friends moved here. And then I never saw them.
Yeah, no.
Like,
yeah.
They moved here over the pandemic, like 12 months after us. And it's
same
like,
thing happened to us.
I haven't hung out
yeah.
with
yeah.
you
yeah. And then they moved. I'm not going to say who they are. Josh. No, I
oh,
told
that's
Josh.
Right.
I told Josh. I go, Josh,
Josh, Josh, Josh you're right.
Fuck out of here already?
Guess where he went, guys?
Miami. Went to
Miami.
Florida. Went to Florida.
Talk about the smartest motherfucker. And we always knew he was smart, right? He was way too smart. They were way too cool, smart, hot to be hanging out with us anyways. And, they were living here. We're like, yeah, we're never really seeing them. And then they were like,
picked up in the middle of the night. We didn't even know they were gone until 3 months later.
That's what.
And I go, hey, dude, I haven't seen you in like 3 months. Where are you? Oh, shit, man. I moved to Miami.
Man, I bought a house in Miami because I'm not a fucking idiot.
Yeah, what? What? You did what? Oh, you live
in Florida
now. It's
like the person that gets out of the cult, though, too.
Yeah, yeah,
where you're
exactly.
like, yep. we need to, we had to sever ties. We weren't allowed to talk to them anymore.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They're excommunicated.
What's that?
I still don't know what he does. He's just one of those people where it's like moving around, has a nice car, like showing up places, says intelligent uh-huh. things. I have no idea how he makes money.
Tech and sales. He's a
sure,
sales
sure. What does that mean?
Exactly
it's
right.
Like, it's data, software, that kind of bullshit.
The reason that he's able to raise money and do what he does is because all of us are too embarrassed to say that we don't know, right? So you go, oh man, that sounds great. And then you give him money just because you don't want to be like, what is that? Because he'll be like, oh, and just, he's so like smart and cool. And he's like laughing at you like, oh, all right, I'll explain it.
It's just like, software that sells itself. And he goes to a bunch of dinners. That's really
right. Hard. Well, he actually connects people, gets money for certain things. And
it's a great life. It's a great life. And now he's
synergizing.
In Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and now he's yeah, in
meetings,
Florida.
Meetings, meetings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I gotta go.
Lots
go,
of
go.
Meetings
yes.
for what?
Yes.
To talk about future meetings.
Talking about future the meetings. Future meetings and just kind of circling back and getting everybody on the same page. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that we can then move forward with the plan.
85% of corporate America is
that
just
is,
bullshit.
You just, yeah, all of it is right. Is absolute fucking dog shit.
How fun would that be, though, guys?
I know. And I'm just, man, I'm at the wit's end with all of it here. You know what I'm saying? Like, part of me was hoping I'd show up to work today and this place would be on fire. So I could cash in that insurance policy and then just walk away. Just pack up the kids and be like, hey, I'm going to give you a pile of cash, somebody, to deal with all of this. And then I fucking walk away and go off into the distance.
Yeah.
I love what I do every day. Just hate where we live. And nothing is open today. So,
yeah.
There's two trees down in the backyard. One's directly into the pool, which
is fun. Into the pool, broke
crushed
off
all the fucking patio furniture, everything else.
Woke me up. Yeah, woke me up. The cracking of all the limbs starting around 5 a.m. And so that's when I got up.
Ah, so mine was later last night because I was up. So I thought Santa was on the fucking roof. I thought there was a human up on the fucking roof. So I went into the attic last night around 1 a.m. Went in there. I was convinced there was raccoons or something in there. Swear to God. And because I kept hearing this scratching.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, there's got to be something. I mean,
so I think
literally
it was that one limb.
Sure was.
That one limb that you were saying, where did that come from?
Right.
Because that was like.
Yeah, when I went out this morning, that's exactly what it was. Right. So it was weighted down before it snapped off the tree and then fell into the yard.
Yeah, that was the last one. There was one that the reason it kept me up is because it's hanging right over our neighbor's house. Right. And it's like the dead one. And I'm like, God damn it. Like. Every crack, I'm like, we're fucking lawsuit something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? And like, they have a baby and stuff. And I'm like, please don't fall on their fucking house.
Or their
right?
baby. Don't kill their baby.
You can kill those big ass dogs, though.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I know.
They're the family that has like the two, when I say huge dogs, Delco, shut up. It's okay. Some people can have dogs, but these people, there's
it's
big
the dogs
as me.
You ride, the ones you bet on.
The ones
the track.
You ride.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a dog.
No, I know you do.
I know,
but not
and
the,
you're a dog apologist. But I'm what
but
I'm
not
saying
the big
is
dogs that you can physically ride, like your children
the
can get
you know
on
those
and ride.
Big horse dogs
also, that are taller than
they
the humans.
Have two of those.
Yeah,
and two kids. I don't know what their house looks like, smells like,
right.
is like.
Yes,
but I don't see those dogs outside. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those dogs are inside the house. They're not running around outside.
And listen, I like dogs, but another thing about Austin, everyone brings their dog everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. It's not a human.
Indoors.
Nope. You don't need to bring it everywhere.
Now that's what happened in Los Angeles as well. So like everywhere we went, there was
Yappy Hour.
Yep.
Yappy Hour.
There was a little dog drawn on a chalkboard for Yappy Hour.
That's how I would get out like dumb friends to happy hour. I'm like,
bring your fucking dog to happy hour. So,
wow, James, I feel for you. I've never felt for you more in an episode than hearing that sentence.
I know.
Yappy hour. I know.
Yappy hour, yeah.
And that's why, you know, when you asked, do you want to go back to LA? Like, yes and no, right? Like, I don't want yappy hours and I don't want everything that LA is, but
at least it's pretty.
At least you're healthy.
You're
That's
healthy.
The only thing is just being fucking healthy, dude.
Yeah.
You need to breathe fresh air. You need to go outside in the morning and see like
sunlight.
The sun and, you know, that those these are things that humans need.
You see hot women in Lululemon walking their Frenchies.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, walking, just walking.
Just walking. Just walking. Because here, as soon as this little winter stretches over, it's going to be 118 and you walk outside and the first thing you do is gasp where you're like, oh, God, it's so fucking hot. Can I just sit in my hot-ass car, crank up the air conditioning, and then go to the next thing so I can get in some more air conditioning, get some weird fucking fever that doesn't exist from some fucking tree that I wouldn't even stick my dick in, let alone want in my yard. And it is what it is. That's Texas, all right? We could go on for fucking ever about this, but whenever people say Texas is the place, we're going to succeed, we're going to do, you're not doing anything here. You're not. You know, the only thing you can do is just open up the borders fully, let Mexico take over. And that's it. It's kind of it. Because if Mexico took over, at least people would work in this city.
Oh, the Zeta cartel just like actually getting shit done.
Yes.
Yeah,
people
they
would
work. We could get pills maybe. Good
Something.
Mexican food everywhere. Like I'm down, dude.
I know. But pray for us. Hashtag pray for Texas. Hashtag Texas strong.
We're out here in these streets.
Dude. Yeah. Hashtag Longhorns. Hashtag, you know, whatever the Texas Roadhouse is.
Even their football team sucks.
I know. There's not one goddamn good football team in this entire state. Not one.
And they're like, we are football. It's like, what?
No.
Yeah. Friday Night Lights. Yeah. That fucking bullshit, dude. That was another reason.
Yeah.
That team, another that, lie that, I that, listened
Chandler
to.
Lied to us.
That, lied.
That Mater D school in California works them over every fucking year, and they end up number one in the nation.
We have
so
a group
high school, they don't even win.
Have not gone to a high school football game on a Friday night and stayed under a blanket together and ate and like drank concession soda and ate popcorn and like what? Chewed on our local team. There, none of that is here.
Well, yeah, Drippy
well,
Springs.
I don't
it
think
is.
You want to do that.
And we went. Well, I took my kids to it.
Was
but,
it fun?
That makes sense with your kids. But Georgia, I don't know why you want to randomly go. Because
it's
a,
like Friday
well,
night. It's
we know
Friday
why
night lights.
Georgia wants to go.
And I will say, you know, the one thing that actually was, like, is here is Kyle Chandler. Do you know what I mean?
That's all we have.
He's here.
He really is here. Yeah. Like he is holding on to that fucking thing. Like I don't know. Yep. He doesn't right. have to.
And like even McConaughey, I'm just kind of over his bullshit at this point.
He's not fucking
he
here.
Live
Where's
here.
He's in Hawaii.
He's no, in Hawaii.
He's in Hawaii, but he's always at Texas like basketball games and football games. Like, all right, we get it, man. Like
we get it.
He'll
dude.
Fly in for one game though, each, and then go back to Hawaii. And then he's
But
he's
don't
all done.
Lie that when you do see him there,
you're amped.
It kind of legitimizes whatever's going on, yes or no.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
When you see him, you're like, all right.
Better
cool,
or
man.
Worse,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
At some point it won't happen, but it is still an impressive thing where you go, fucking.
Yeah.
There he is. He's there right he there. Is. Creeping up with McConaughey.
Yeah. Walk down the street, fucking explosions in the sky starts playing. See Kyle Chandler.
Bing, 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 bing.
Bing, bing.
Yeah, Kyle Chandler, not...
He's lives the life, dude. Well, I'll give it for Kyle Chandler.
I will
he's
say,
here.
Though...
He lives the life. You would not recognize him, though.
He's
explosions
out
in the sky, one yeah. of the best concerts I've ever been to. They don't say, they don't say a fucking word.
They sure don't.
They just show Ooh. Up, they say, hey, we're explosions in the sky. They play yep. for 2 hours, and they're like, all right, thanks.
I saw him at Coachella 1 year, same exact thing. They only had an hour set. That's all they had.
Yeah.
They didn't stop once. They didn't say their fucking name once. You're right. All they said was, hey, guys, we're explosions in the sky. And then, boom.
I fucking
boom,
love that.
Bing, and yes, and they played for an hour and then got off the stage. I couldn't pick one of them out of a fucking lineup. If you put them all in front of me right now, I'd be like, I have no idea.
And you know they're cashing checks for Friday Night Lights.
Oh, fuck yeah, they are, dude.
That's kind of how Lumineers were, right? They're like, hey, Lumineers. And then they just like fucking played all the songs, kind of said
Exploded.
One thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they're a great band. I saw them and I had no idea who they were. And I was like, man, I am out of the loop.
Yeah, they're very,
you
very
saw
good.
Saw Lumineers without knowing who they were?
Yeah.
Wow.
How?
Great bands.
Oh, the in festival, oh, they probably. Played like a small venue in Texas?
No, they played this giant festival in Canada.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
They're fucking fantastic live. And they haven't missed on an album yet.
They're kind of like carrying on the rock torch. You know, there's like one or two bands like every once in a while. It's like, hey, we still have a guitar player. Like,
yeah.
We still got a bass.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the last of the Mumford & Son world, but they keep it going.
By the way, speaking of Mumford & Son, the lead singer is now solo, Marcus Mumford.
I've heard, yeah.
So I've heard, I listened to the first few songs that came out. They're playing them a lot. It's good. It's just a slight tweak of Mumford & Son. So what happened is the guitarist, I guess, came out as a Trump supporter. So they blew up the band. And no, I'm not kidding.
No, I know. I heard
and
that. But I thought
happened.
They like figured it out.
They sure didn't. So Marcus went solo. Mm. So he's still there. Music's pretty good.
I think he was kind of a more of a writer. And
he is.
A main. So yeah. For him to go solo, it's like, I'm just going to do Mumford & Sons.
Yeah. So I wonder what happens Mumford. When he shows up at shows. Is he allowed to play all the music?
I mean, it depends. You know about that.
Well,
who has the publishing?
Exactly. Yeah, but so here's the weird thing about it is why I bring it up is talked about this on the show maybe a year ago with John Fogerty and CCR. And,
oh, yeah.
And
right.
He got nothing, right?
Yeah.
Last week, he finally, after 40 years, was able to buy back his catalog and play CCR now. So he finally owns it. I don't know what he spent. I don't know what was said, done, everything else. But he's got to be close to 80.
I'm sure.
So he's going to die in a week, and he just wanted those
it's not
recordings
like
back.
Bieber selling his catalog.
He sold it for $200 million, Bieber did.
I know. I thought it was three.
No, two.
Two.
So you got two, and that's a big shock. Bieber, you go through that catalog, it's not that type of hits.
Are we saying that Bieber's catalog is worth half of a Conor McGregor whiskey?
Yes.
This is confusing to me.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you why. So the hopes and dreams of all these fucking companies that are buying out these artists, like Bob Dylan, Springsteen, all these other guys.
Licensing rights.
Licensing rights forever and streaming rights. You don't get any more streaming either. You know that. Yeah. So, like, you don't get any more residuals. You're all done here. And what the thought is, and you're seeing it on Instagram right now, TikTok will soon follow, is when you click on these songs, you know, and it adds it to the videos for the reels and all this other bullshit, that will count as part of the licensing and everything else. So Instagram's paying for that.
Yeah, you're going to sell huge packages of all this music to these companies to then get it. But then you kind of hope you do like a Kate Bush, right? You bring a song back, you put it in a movie, that movie blows up, the people download the song again.
Coming up that hill, but it's like you can't force that.
You can't force it.
It's
like trying to make something go viral. Like, it's just got to happen.
It's just got to happen. But if you buy up these catalogs, then you can flip them for commercials and shit like that, too. So, like, you're going to see a Justin Bieber commercial for Spanx coming up soon. I guarantee it. Or tampon.
Yeah, what song would you use, though, for a tampon commercial of Bieber's?
Of Bieber's? What are his hits here? I'd have to look it up. Bob's not.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Is it too late now?
Sorry.
And she's like all PMSing and like.
And she's exiting a buffet.
And she's like, nope. And just like, will not let you say sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Or just, I got it right here. The empty box of tampons, where are you now?
Oh, nice, nice.
No, we go back to sorry, but when your flow is inconsistent and it's like an easy ride tampon that you can always have on.
Oh,
never too late.
No, you're just finding songs. You're not talking about periods.
Yeah,
do you understand?
Yeah.
So you're just finding songs.
I'm triggering Jesse right now.
Jesse.
We do not talk about pee-pee, poo-poo, or periods on this show.
We don't do it.
What are we, a bunch of bitches over here?
We don't do it, especially during a snowstorm. All right?
Giorgio.
Man,
we know all about.
I didn't know the rules. I'm sorry.
We know all about you.
You grab a handful of snow and pack it on that puss.
We know all about you, bud.
Yeah. We know all about your shit. Braces and periods over there, damn it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so most of these guys are doing it. The only thing is it was kind of a fad, and now it's dying now. So a lot of artists were trying to sell their catalogs, and they've missed the window now where people are stopping with it. And they're like, ah, shit.
Yeah.
So the last ones to get in on it while the getting was good was Bieber and Justin Timberlake kind of snuck in under the wire. Even ZZ Top got in there, and they were like, oh, shit, how much are you paying for this? Cool. We have two songs.
And it's Scooter Braun, who's kind of behind. I mean, I'm sure he brokered this deal, too.
He did. He did broker that deal.
Are you looking for another one, Giorgio?
And I will say this. Wait, hang on.
It's a fun game. Just shout it out when you find it.
I will say this. With Scooter Braun.
Is it yummy?
The guy who. Oh, God.
I didn't want to say it. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, proud of you.
He already got in trouble. He didn't
proud
want to say
you.
It.
The guy, the people who bought up Bieber's music,
mm-hmm.
that company is one of the co-owners is Scooter Braun. So at least he looked out for his boy who got him there. You know what I'm saying? Because Scooter Braun has moved on.
Oh, okay. So he's not, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's moved on.
So, but he did sell. I figured he sold to him.
He brokered the deal for Bieber and was like, hey, dude.
Okay.
You know, Bieber was the one who kind of created Scooter Braun.
Yes, I know.
So with that, at least he said, hey, I appreciate the ride. Now I'm going to give you a ride home. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like that.
Right, but I'm guessing.
It's rare.
Sure, but I'm guessing in my mind, Scooter is going around to all these people and being like, look, this is the, you know, the direction of the industry. This is going to be the last of it. Do you want to do it or not?
Yes.
So I think he's kind of.
Yeah. And so I think with Bieber, that was a nice little thank you for everything. And
sure.
Here's your 200 mil. Don't blow this because, you know, this is probably
who's going to be next, Demi?
This is probably it. You know, I'm not sure.
She's connected to him, too.
She is. But like, I'm not sure because there's been like a hard pause recently on this, and it's fascinating because I thought for sure Jay-Z or maybe Beyonce would have hopped on that train, because the only way to make money is to tour. Speaking of which, Beyonce announced a world tour today, this morning, and people are freaking out, but it's the Renaissance tour. Well, that's the album that sucked, and it's like, all right, cool, but like, did you just need to name it something? That was kind of your last album and that was it?
Yeah, I think she's go. I mean, she's going to play other hits.
Yeah. But I'm just shocked of like, you don't have enough money at this point. You really want to go on a world tour without a new album? Like, strange.
Well, I think you look at the industry that you're in, which is music, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to get what you can before everything's just literally free. Do you know what I mean?
And there's a new TikTok star with a song out every day. The Sabrina Carpenters of the world.
Yeah. Right.
The Rodrigo Gabriela's.
I think it may be like a last, you know, let's just get it. Because you do say, do you need more money? It's like, well, at a certain point I might, when there's no more money to be had.
And then Giorgio, I might have told you this, maybe not, but, you know, my buddy, our mutual friends who we chat about, who own the biggest music production house in LA, they told me, they were like, look, every single artist and every single record label, all they are telling their artists is make something for TikTok that can go viral, and that's it. They don't care about an album anymore. They don't care about a full fucking song.
No, because the music doesn't drive the ticket sales, which is kind of what's sad to me, is like, I don't understand, like, it's like, that's where you make your money. You're not making your money off records. You're not making your money off streaming, because that's all going to your labels. It's all going to your bad deal. You make your money off merchandising and touring. But if no one's buying your crap and your music isn't putting the asses in seats, like, what is? And what is just making TikTok videos? It's the same thing with comedy. Comedy and music are like running on this parallel track where you can like blow up outside of it and then use that as your ticket in, and then use the same business model as far as touring goes to make your money.
Yeah.
Because you can't, the social media people aren't even monetizing as much as they used to off of their social
media. But the problem is, if you suck at it, you're going to get found out and then your audience is going to fucking leave.
Do they? Or do you just have a new audience that hates you?
That's the thing. And so I'm not going to get into different podcasters who do stand-up comedy and who are terrible at it.
Whose audience hates them and is now even bigger because their audience hates them?
I don't know who you could be talking about,
though. Who knows? Mm. But and I think I said this in the past, but like, they approached me and said, hey, do you want to go on fucking tour? I said, no, dude, I'm not. It would take a year to be good again, and like every single night I would never see my family, and it's not fucking worth it. And they were like, yeah, but the money you would make off of touring. And I go, I know, but then everybody would hate my fucking podcast because I'm a shitty stand-up comedian, and I'm not trying. And
right, so pretend you don't have a good podcast, you just like sing songs on TikTok.
Boy, that's a
whole... I'm saying, like, you don't even have like good art to come back to, so you don't have to worry about selling out.
I'm going to try to stay in this lane as far as what I can do great, which I think is podcasts and books at this point.
Everything.
And no, it's not. Otherwise, I would have taken
do
that
everything
money.
Good.
Punt, I would have taken that money. Free throw competitions, trick shots, youth soccer, world championships.
Giorgio, if you knew the money for stand-up a night that was offered, you'd be like, are you fucking kidding? Like, for real. It was gnarly. It was gnarly. And even I was shocked. And then I wonder, like, the good ones. And we'll go with the good ones, like Tom Segura. Tom Segura did an interview the other day, and they were saying, hey, would you do X, something weird, for, $500 a day every single day of the year, right?
No, it was, would you rather have that or wake up to a blowjob every single morning?
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, a blowjob or
$500
every day.
$500 under your pillow every
single day. And he goes, a blowjob. And they were like, what? And he goes, I don't give a fuck about $500 a day.
Yeah,
and he goes,
do you know how fucking rich I am?
Yeah, but he goes, bro, I'm on fucking tour, dude. Do you know how much money I make per day? And I was like, I can confirm it's way higher than that. So, yeah.
Well, that's a great question that we should pass around the table on Drinking Bros one day, because I feel like that's just a wonderful like time value of money spent. But speaking of someone else whose fans are also turning on him, if you're on the Your Mom's House in Times Square subreddits, it's trending TFK. Like, I feel like he's losing touch with his people. He was always this everyman with this deadpan comedy, and now he's just kind of this rich guy floating around in the ether.
Why are you on Reddit
threads?
A lot of people are. So the fighter and the kid. So with that, I understand it. And I had this conversation the other day. Once you're rich, you've got to come out and tell your audience you're rich. I think he's doing the proper thing, because you can't lean on the everyman thing anymore. Everybody already knows you're rich. Same with Dave Portnoy. And I actually fucking wrote it to him. And I said, hey, dude, this stupid shit, you're so rich now, like you're not the underdog anymore. So you got to change the narrative. And the best one to do it was Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor was, did you watch his doc? He was super fucking poor.
Notorious.
Holy shit, dude. He was living in a goddamn studio shack in fucking Ireland. And it was amazing that woman even stayed with him during all that shit.
It was like Wrexham.
Yes, it was. It really was.
It was like a Wrexham apartment.
We were just like, oh.
Are you saying people are turning against Tom?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was having this conversation last night.
Yeah, because I've heard it too. And like, you know, you can't go on a show and talk about Rolexes and all that shit. And people turn eventually.
And just randomly, like, I deserve a Rolex today. I was telling Bert to buy one. I'm going to go buy one.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, man, I bought a Rolex. I felt good. I'm going to buy a car.
And if that's how you started, it's hard to get there. And I've said this about my shit forever. It was like, you know, if I changed and went family friendly after 20 fucking years of doing this crazy shit, people would be like, dude, go fuck yourself. Now, if I became rich and threw it in everybody's faces, I've talked about it for years on this fucking show. It's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to show up and throw $10,000 in somebody's face.
You're a certain family friendly.
And then it's fun, right? But I've already set the stage for that. Hoping that it's going to happen. Now, if it doesn't, it's going to be super fucking tragic. And then that's when the audience will turn the other way and be like, God damn, dude, you're still doing this?
Loser.
Must be poor as shit. Nah,
people love you.
Loser.
But no, so I understand it because you go through that. But eventually, I think Tom Segura is doing the right thing. You've got to eventually turn and say, all right, I'm not the everyman anymore, and I'm doing all this cool shit, and it's fun and everything else, and Brad Pitt's going to my shows. And I don't mind it because eventually you've got to admit who you are and get out of it. Otherwise, if you pretend to be the everyman, then you turn into Springsteen.
Mm.
Or it's just, you're not the working man, bro. You haven't been for 40 years.
You know what Tom's missing, though, which I'm noticing on this show, is like, you know, our audience in the chat,
uh-huh,
and we do engage like on Instagram and stuff like that, like they will really keep you down to earth.
Yeah, now it's time for PXG. When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way that they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you that you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it. I went to a PXG location for a fitting down in Austin. Fantastic experience across the board. Super impressed with those guys. And the PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000 plus for unreal forgiveness. That's ridiculously high. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving the club will play. So you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and get distance. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology, and you get the incredible ball speed that pushes distance to absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, no sacrifices. Game changer has been thrown around a lot. Let's face it, all the time here, I feel like. It's been thrown around so much that it's kind of just lost its meaning. Trust me when I tell you, the PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/Ross Patterson and use the code Ross Patterson at checkout. That's pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson for free shipping on all equipment. PXG.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson. Yeah, Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite sports and players, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. March is almost over, but the biggest moments in college basketball tip off the month of April. Be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players Take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today at Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. So let's take the NBA, for example. Let's say you choose Steph Curry for more than 29 points and the Joker for more than 10 rebounds. Or let's say you take Caitlin Clark for more than 30 points and LeBron James for more than 7 assists. You're a winner. Kevin Durant for more than 28 points and Trae Young for more than 10 assists. You're a winner. It's that easy. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code RossPatterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app today and use code RossPatterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Love them. But they'll really let you know that you're not that cool. Like people in the chat. The new nerds, yes. You know, whatever. It's 100%. A funny way, yeah. But they don't. So like when they do their show, it's like how we're doing it right now. You have no sounding board. You have nobody telling you like shit, right?
Yeah.
And you just are like saying whatever you want and not reading what anyone's comments are, which is fine and good. But enough of that without checking back in with the audience, right? You will float off the fucking earth.
Maybe.
yes,
maybe.
You will.
Are you saying you are high on your own supply?
I mean, a guy like me with the money I have.
Yeah, I know. Rich. Fucking rich.
Cut back to your camera real
I
quick.
I know. Guy like me.
I mean, you guy are like fucking bundled up. You're like you're about to jog behind Rocky up to the Philadelphia
steps. He really
steps.
Is Phillied out right now, huh?
Well, the Eagles are in the Super Bowl, so yeah. He deserves it. He gets all the flowers today, but... when he says I'm rich, wearing a pair of Chuck Taylors, I love it.
But that's how you know he's rich. You know what I'm saying? He's not flashing it around. You know? Yeah, he's not flashing it around.
I'll tell you what. I will replace the seltzer cans with stacks of cash when we do the show if I'm rich.
Yeah.
And I will barely look above it and let you know every goddamn time. And then everything will change. But you do have to set those expectations when you start a show and then you go up and everything else. And I've had conversations with friends of mine. You could probably guess who they are when they got money. And I was like, hey, dude, you can't really say that thing anymore or whatever. And I was like, those days are gone. So you kind of have to just live in what you do and then go off of that and say, yeah, I just built a bar in the middle of my goddamn field and it's awesome. You know?
Yeah.
Shit like that. And it's fine. Yeah. The audience will respect it because it's not like you're hiding anything. You know, because once you're as big as Segura or, you know, a huge coffee company or whatever it is in this life, you can't hide the money anymore because it's out there and people know. You know what I'm saying? So I think when you read shit like that, if they slowly change over time, I think they'll be fine. I mean, look, people will hate them in the midterm, but we didn't build an audience like that for any of this shit. It was just, hey, we party and get fucked up. Now, if I went sober and I was looking in a camera and talking about that shit all goddamn day, then yes, the audience would fucking turn.
I'd be here for that.
Why?
I think it'd be really interesting. Jessie wouldn't. It'd be a really cool science experiment.
No, Jessie wouldn't. And she's already told me. She goes, dude, if you go sober, we're done. That's it.
On the divorce papers, it will say like whatever, fraud. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's told me that a million times.
Like you're just looking in the camera being like, I don't know who I was when I was drinking. I feel so much more me today. I'm clear.
Oh, my God.
You start posting all the memes.
That's happened to me.
All like the words. Just like, it's just a whole page of words on your Instagram.
That's happened to me in relationships before where, like, obviously early on, you're drinking all the time. You're going out, going on dates. Then that's not really you. That's not really me.
That's not really you, right? Yeah. So you're committing fraud.
Yeah, you're committing fraud.
All the time.
Right? And so it's when you get into a marriage, though, it's like, hey,
yeah.
I did not sign up for your bullshit.
And a reel that popped up in my feed the other day was exactly what you just said, Giorgio, almost word for word. Except you know who was saying it? It was Brad Pitt. And Brad Pitt was giving a speech on stage at an award show. And in the middle of it, I've loved Brad Pitt. I think he's cool as shit and all that other stuff. And like, but in the middle of this acceptance speech, he just goes, man, I got to thank this man right behind me right here. It's Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah, this was
a while
ago.
You're the reason I got sober, totally. And, like, I hadn't seen this video in forever, and I was like, why is this popping up on my finger? Somebody else putting this in my feed? Yeah, love you, man. This is the greatest I've ever felt, and I would have been on the side of a ditch, you know? And I'm like, holy fucking shit, dude. Like, yeah.
Well, first of all, Brad, how do you know that's Bradley Cooper? Because you have face blindness.
Me?
No.
Oh, Brad, yeah. Brad Pitt does.
Yeah. He wasn't pointing. He could have been pointing at anybody. Could have been a janitor.
And also, get your shit under control, you know? Like,
yeah.
Have a good time. Don't have a, you know, a depressing time.
Exactly.
Oh, wait, victim blame, Dan.
Yeah. No, but for real, like, don't have a... No, I've been
just
a...
Just fucking grow up,
yeah,
dude.
Be an adult.
Grow up.
Yeah. There's just only kidding. A couple things in my life, and but I think you have to know who you are and admit it. There's been two things that I can genuinely say in my life I've been addicted to. And one of them I was able to kick, and it was smoking.
Mm-hmm.
I smoked for... Shit, man. Maybe 12 years.
I heard it
like
was
that.
Good back in the day, too.
It's great.
Especially indoors.
But everybody was smoking in my environment. So it was one of those, like, you're at a party or at a thing. You know, everybody was smoking. Jesse was smoking all the time. So, like, we were smoking and all that other shit. That one was hard to fucking kick. The other one I'm still addicted to, and that's Xanax. And I'll never give that up. But I don't really sleep. So... that one I'm fine with for life, but it's not going to end my life. So
was it you
really
who hated
matter.
Little Xan's music?
I did,
man,
because he couldn't control how on Xanax. I can do anything on Xanax.
That's true.
I'm fucking write some shit that would start a revolution, change somebody's life on Xanax.
I mean, isn't that last chapter of the St. James Street novels going to do that?
No, but I'll tell you this: the greatest script I ever wrote in my life. I was all fucked up on codeine syrup, and I think they were Narcos. I was battling another bout of pneumonia before I went into the hospital. This was in 2010. It was a 5-picture deal. I owed the last script of the 5, and I told the doctor, I said, hey, they did the whole chest x-rays and everything. He's got, like, you got pneumonia, you got to check in the hospital. I was like, I got one more script. It was a big, big paycheck. And I go, I need you to get me going. He was like, how long does it take you to write a fucking script? And I go, bro, I can knock this out in like 12 days. And he goes, oh, all right. Well, I can keep you alive for them. And he's like, you're going to have to go to the hospital. So I was like, great. And then you can cue the beep, 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 lollipop. I mean, it was, I took down 3 bottles, I think. I finished it in 10. I remember the drive over to the studio to turn it in. I don't, because you get a hand in a hard copy then. And I don't remember anything else.
So you and Stephen King.
I was in the hospital for a month. And then I was at home for a month in bed.
Twin flames, same guy, basically.
Yeah, I bumped into him, by the way, on a plane, and it scared the shit out of me.
Because you were like, that's me.
Literally bumped into him on a plane. So he was sitting behind me, and I got up to get my bag when we got off the plane, and I smashed right into him, and I almost killed him because he was such a frail, brittle man that I was like, oh, fuck. If I keep writing like this and keep this pace, I'm going to be that guy. Like, he's a skeleton. He's a walking skeleton, that guy.
He says he doesn't even remember Cujo.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah, he was so high on cocaine. Like, it was Cujo and one other one where he's like, I don't remember writing any of it.
Well, I will say this. Whatever you think about his Twitter and political beliefs and all that other shit, he is truly one of the greatest writers we've ever had. And the ideas that have come out of that guy are endless, dude.
Him, L. Ron Hubbard, 1-2 for me.
Onesie twosies. Oh,
that might be the greatest statement you've ever made on this show.
Yep.
L. Ron, dude.
I mean, look.
Dianetics changed his life. Changed his life. But if you can't control your own shit, then, you know, fuck, dude. But yeah, you would divorce me if I went sober.
Yeah.
That would be it. We'd be all dunsies. You'd be like, hey, dude, I can't, you know.
I have a few joys in this life. No, not you and the kids. Drinking.
Yeah.
Wine.
Sure.
Eating.
Yep.
Food.
What else would you be eating?
And mostly appetizers.
Yeah. Real food, though.
Real food, small bites.
Right.
Yeah.
Wine.
Yeah.
And vape. That's
you're not.
It.
That's true. You're not meal prepping.
No.
And Jessie will take her time with a meal. Like, it'll be next to
that's
her.
That's what
for
it's
an hour.
Meant to be.
Yeah.
That's what it's meant to be. You're not supposed to wolf down food, right?
I agree. Like, there's nothing better in this world than good food. But. You know, having the body dysmorphia that I have to essentially just have feed, right? I'm just a fucking pig who's eating his rice and chicken every day.
It's the only reason I haven't started Ozempic, because it makes you not like food.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine what that life would be like.
not liking food.
Like,
I don't
it disgusting you, like the smell of it makes you sick. I'm now, like, yeah, I guess I would lose weight.
Imagine
and
loving food and making that choice still.
That's
what I do every day.
Yeah. That is. You're right. Because you do make the choice. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what's stopping
and
you?
And we wonder why he's so miserable. Do you know what I'm saying? You're depriving yourself of the most amazing thing ever.
Were you a fat kid as a child who loved to eat?
No. I was, yeah.
You were?
Really?
Yeah, I was a chubby kid.
Same.
Okay.
Yeah, we all were.
Yeah, for at a certain point, yeah.
Those were the days.
But, like, I wasn't even eating good food. That was the worst
part. That's
the
thing.
That's how it happened.
It was, like, shitty, just, like, my parents would load up with, like, fast food.
Yeah, but we didn't have a choice because we didn't have that much money. Did you guys?
We didn't have that much.
Yeah, we didn't either.
My mom made her money after I left the house.
Same. My parents made money after I left to go to college. And then I came back over Christmas break, and they were like, we have a new address. And I was like, what the fuck? Where was this?
Same,
all through growing.
And
same,
I mean,
Ross.
My fucking dad bought the house that he grew up in from his dad.
No shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's lived in the same house his whole life.
Fuck. That's wild, dude.
My parents stole my inheritance and bought a house in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Okay. Who among us?
What do you mean they stole your inheritance? Like,
it
from
happens.
Your grandma?
Yeah.
Happens.
It happens.
To me too.
It's a southern thing, dude.
And then they still love you, but they're just like, we're going to keep this money.
Yeah, but they're like, we're going to take it.
Wait. Right. You guys didn't get into a fist fight at the funeral for your grandpa?
No, but there was a fist fight at one of my Thanksgivings.
Okay.
Christmases. Lots of Christmases.
Just one?
Just
amateur, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking just amateur one, hour
it's
over here.
Usually the uncles.
Yeah, it was a when I say knockdown drag out. Mm-hmm. Whenever you hear that phrase, this one was a real one where it was just like, oh shit,
cops call.
And I let it go down too. I didn't break it up.
Yeah, we had.
So I wasn't involved in it. I let it go down. I was like,
y'all called the police?
Yeah, no.
Couple cousins.
I told my dad he could fuck him up, and I go fuck him up, dude. I encouraged it.
Family fights are fun. It really brings you
deep
together.
Here
like,
today,
let's
dude.
Be honest.
Yep.
We got a deep freeze, and we're getting real deep on this fucking show.
Oh, were you
today.
Asking me? Is that why
I
haven't done?
Yeah. Because I know you've been thinking about it, and because you won't like food anymore.
Well, yeah.
Did somebody tell you that?
No, I've just like been researching it a bunch, and basically what it does. Like it makes you not.
Repulsed
by food, the smell of it. You'll think you want something. You'll start craving it. It'll get down in front of you, and you'll be like grossed out. And so, of course, you're losing weight.
It's the worst life.
It sounds like a nightmare. And I'm gonna do it after Super Bowl.
Don't do that. Don't.
I would hire someone
don't
to live
that.
In your house before
don't
you do that,
that.
And
don't
just train you. Like a $50K a year personal trainer living in your back porch.
You don't need to even pay them $50K.
No,
you can get a decent personal trainer who'll
cook
for you.
Guys, it's not that. It's time, right? So with kids, when you have kids. Your kids get up at what time? What time did you get up
this
morning?
From the moment that I got up at 5, but I'm usually up at 6:30. From the moment that I get up, I try and make a cup of coffee really, really quiet. And as it's dripping into the cup, all the kids come running down. I'm like,
you have that brief moment of just bliss while the coffee's about to hit.
As it's about to hit. And what I'm thinking is like, if I'm quiet enough, I can sit down on the couch and just have 1 second. And then you don't. Then I come to work. You know,
but
hang out with my buddies. And then as soon as I get home, they're right. You know what I mean? So
we don't understand.
And here's how much I love her, where I know that moment in the morning where she's trying to get, I won't even get the fuck up. I'll be like, cool, man. Let's just have her. This is how much he loves me. Let's let her have her moment.
He sleeps until 9 or 10.
No, that's not true. I take the kids to school every morning. And
oh, yeah. So if like the kids are out right now, so it feels like the weekend. But, you know, I get up at 6:30, get them ready. He takes them at 6:45, 7.
Yeah.
I would exhaust every hippie option before you go to that route.
I'm going to. That's the other thing is like. When I keep thinking about it, it's just because I don't have time. But really, I've gotten into great shape after both kids before. I know how to do it. It's just a long road. Why?
She wants to feel better. I support this.
Yeah. Oh, I don't ever weigh myself. It's nothing like that. I just want to you know what I mean?
Yeah,
feel better.
You already look great.
That's
you
what
and
I
Ross.
Said. And dude,
Thank
and that's
you.
What I tell her every day. I'm like, dude, you're the hottest I've ever you've never been unattractive to me. I always want to fuck you every day. There's nothing that so there's no pressure here on this side.
No.
I'm like, dude, don't do it if you
don't
on this side, we have to still find that person.
Yes, you guys do. And so, like, I'm lucky enough that I don't do whatever you want. I don't fucking care. I like you the way you are. It doesn't matter to me.
But to me, it's just a health thing. You guys know you feel better when you're, like, able to be physical, whether it's running or it's yoga or whatever you guys do,
something,
right?
Something.
Yeah. I'm not going to be lifting and shit and getting, like, you know.
Bulk.
No, what was the
muscle
movie?
Mass,
Range
dog.
15 style.
Yeah.
But I just do want, I just want to, like. No. You know.
And it makes the days go by longer. You're not as tired in the middle of the
yes.
day.
Yeah.
You're running cleaner.
No, I just know exactly because I am a hippie. Like, I know exactly. Like, I'm not that person that's like, oh, I'm just like, can't lose weight. It's like, I know exactly what I'm doing wrong. I know exactly what I'm not doing. And I'm just not doing it.
But
right?
let's not say goodbye to good food altogether.
No, you're right.
Yeah. And let's not
no,
be so hard
you.
On ourselves because as long as like
no,
with a good
is there
attitude,
a buddy you can talk to about it at least where it's like, hey, somebody that's on it. Where
no, because
you
can't get off.
Who is it?
The guy that was in here yesterday
okay.
lives in the neighborhood. His wife was on it.
Was in the neighborhood.
Three of our friends back
he's
in North
Carolina.
He's a fun
guy, kind of tall.
Who was here yesterday?
The guy that lives in our neighborhood.
Oh.
And he kind of
okay,
like
yes,
stops
yes,
by
yes,
on
yes,
his way
yes,
home
yes.
from work and stuff. So his yeah. wife was like a basketball player or something, college basketball. So she's like six something. She was 190 and was on it for 3 months and like lost 40 pounds.
Holy shit. Okay.
She got off?
She's like, she hasn't got off yet, but she says she's gonna like taper off. So here's my thing with that is that, you know, people go, oh, when you get off that you just go right back, you gain all the weight. But again, that's true of anything, Delco, right? If you stop working out, you gain weight back, right?
No, coming from like, so if someone
if
who
you
has...
start eating the way you used to, no matter what kind of plan you're doing, whether it's like.
Right. But I think it swings to the complete opposite end where you just overindulge. Like
yeah.
more
yeah.
so than you used to.
You have an eating disorder afterwards. Like you'll
oh,
eat fast.
I pray.
you
I
start
fucking
eating
pray
people's
to,
faces
I pray
off.
To God every day for either a severe stomach flu or an eating disorder,
no, then,
and I cannot fucking get it.
Then you look like me, and like,
all I want to do is just you know.
You eat so fast you can't breathe. People make fun of you. They're like, "Why do you look like you're like someone's going to take your food?" And
maybe there's some type of post cycle. So like when you take steroids or you do any of the. Like kind of bodybuilding drugs,
right?
You have to take like a post cycle therapy so your teeth
yes.
doesn't just hit the floor.
Yeah, yeah. So you can taper off it. I mean, again, I don't know.
We're describing the first season of Kenny Powers now. He's like, I'm not on steroids.
Yeah,
I just need
no,
like a
I
jump
know,
start.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little.
All
jump
right. Well,
start,
you talked me out of it again. You talked
Good.
Me no. out of it again.
Hey, do whatever you want. Who cares? You know, live your life.
No, but Delco's right. Like, why would I not? I mean, what would my life
yeah.
be
what
like
would, what would your existence
every day
be?
I'm looking
yeah.
forward to like what I'm gonna cook. I'm thinking about like
yeah.
you know
yeah.
going to the store shopping for it, what fun, you know.
I
that's
do that
my
but
life.
Just once a week, right? Like I go nuts for one night
prep.
Yeah
yeah
no free
supposed
ads.
To bring me parm
hey speaking
today,
of meal preps TB12 TB12 is out there and he's retired
on the streets.
He's retired now. What a sad video today.
Gosh.
Just on the beach. Man, Adam Schefter is the biggest asshole of all time. He was the one who outed Brady's retirement last year, and then Brady unretired because of him, lost his marriage because of him, and
mm-hmm.
then had to race out this video of him on a day that it looks like a hurricane is coming on the beach, and he makes this video, and he goes, look, there's no goodbyes. You can play it. There it is. You can pop that up on screen there.
Can we play it?
Yeah, go
oh, yeah. Yep.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. Like you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so I really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing.
Oh,
love you all.
Giselle. Yeah. Oh.
Is he? So to me, when I saw that, I don't think he's done.
No.
I don't think he's done. I think he's in San Francisco next
that
year.
That would be so fucking losery.
But it happens.
It'd be so losery.
Brett Favre used to do this fucking thing every goddamn year.
All the time?
Every year.
Oy, oy, oy.
Well, how long did that go on, Delco? 5 years he did that bullshit?
Yeah,
are
but
you
I don't
serious?
Think he's Brett Favre.
I don't... What I don't understand is this. like, in all sincerity, if you're going to blow up your marriage and your family and everything else over this one shitty team, the shitty year that you had, yes, you made the playoffs, but it was in the weakest division in football. Somebody had to make it, and you were just the least worst team in there. And then you go in, you get fucking rocked opening rounds, and that's, I mean, it's a bad loss, and that's it. Like, how do you go out like that? I think for all of this to be justified with Giselle and your marriage and everything you gave up, essentially, you go to San Francisco, the team that just needs a quarterback to throw fucking 10-yard outs, which is what he can do every single day, and win two more Super Bowls, and then everybody would say all of that was worth it. I can't look back at this or this sad video that I just watched and think that any of this is worth it.
Yeah, you may be right, but he kind of seems to me like anytime he loses, he's just like, fuck this, I'm out. Okay, guys, I'm done. And it's like, okay, and then they give him an opportunity to like win. I think he has a problem that is good in the football world where he literally cannot lose. He loses his mind. You see him like freak out on players and freak out. You know, like he is a little bit like a child when it comes to losing.
Yeah.
And throwing his helmet down and just being like, I retire.
Yeah.
And you're like, buddy, just...
Just take a beat.
Calm down.
Take a beat.
Like, just let's see how this goes. If we can get you on a winning team, what do you reckon? He's like, okay.
He could. And there's one call that could have been made. And I wonder if they said no. That's what I wonder.
Oh, okay. And so he made the call, and then he was just like, all right, I'm making the video.
So ironically, on all of these shows, I said, hey, the best fit for him would be San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback, because you watched the game on Sunday.
Yes.
The quarterback got nuked.
Mm-hmm. And then the other one got nuked.
5 minutes in.
But
here's the thing. The second guy doesn't really matter. He was 38 and played for 90 teams and all that other shit. He wasn't playing anyways.
Right.
But the guy that got nuked, they just announced that he has a torn UCL and he's going to have to get Tommy John surgery. He's going to be out for 6 to 12 months. That guy's not there. They're going to need a quarterback, a real one.
For the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, that guy. So, no, not for the Super Bowl.
Oh,
the
okay.
The team that Philadelphia beats.
Oh, okay.
Remember
Sorry.
When the quarterbacks just kept going down and you're just like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. That guy is now out for 6 to 12 months. The only thing they are missing is a quarterback, and they would probably win the next 2 or 3 Super Bowls. I wonder if there wasn't a call made that said, hey, dude, I would love to come in, and the coach just said, no, we're going a different direction. Well, here's the thing. The coach of that team is the one that Brady beats 28-3 in the Super Bowl. And now they got the fucking movie that comes out in 2 weeks and all that shit. So pride would get in the way of that. And Delco's talked about it, and so have we. So maybe the coach just said, no, man, I'm not doing it with you. Fuck you. Because it just doesn't make any sense.
That's so losery.
I know.
This is also losery.
I know.
I can't.
I can't either. The best way he should have walked out was winning with Tampa Bay. Winning the Super Bowl a couple years ago. Giselle was there. The kids were there. Right off into the sunset. He had the deal already done with Fox. $375 million, 10 years. That's $37.5 million a year. Now, in that deal, what they don't tell you, Jesse, is you have to be the spokesman for Fox and all of their sports endeavors. Do you know what their latest is that they want him to do and cover?
What?
Pickleball. So now...
But he loves pickleball. He's an owner in a team.
Right. But now he's going to be Tom Brady, the pickleball guy, and not the guy who's on the field winning Super Bowls anymore. How do you deal with that mentally where you were like, God damn it.
Grow the fuck up. How do you deal with it mentally?
For him. Not me. I'm talking about for him.
I'm just saying, how do you deal with it mentally?
But he should have grown the fuck up when the wife said...
Count your fucking money and have a good time and grow the fuck up.
But he should have done that already and he didn't.
Well, that was a pride thing too. Like, and the more and more we've kind of thought about it, talked about it, it's like, look, bro, like I am playing football longer than what anybody at this point.
Yes.
Or just about same age as somebody.
I can only name one other player, but it was in like the 50s.
And I love doing it. This is what I love. I want to do it until I can't do it anymore.
Uh-huh.
And like you married a, like a QB, right? You married me. So it's just fucking crazy you have one life. Giselle's going to be like, nope. You know?
Yeah. By the way, the Wall Street Journal on their cover page right now says Tom Brady is finally in you know, air quotes there, ready for pickleball.
It does say that?
Yep, that is the title of the article. And then underneath it in small print, it says, an NFL legend says farewell again. This time, he says it's for good.
See, like, it's just, it turn. It's just But if you're Tom Brady bullshit.
And you open up the Wall Street Journal today and you read that fucking headline, you're like, really? Tom Brady's finally ready for pickleball? That's the fucking clickbait title headline you're going to use for my entire career?
Because they're fucking with him. And by the way, they know, all of these like writers and everyone like knows exactly how to get to Brady. Right?
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
If he sees enough of that, he goes, guess what? I'll give you your pickleball, some fucking shit. And then he's like, he just shows up in San Francisco to fucking practice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oof.
I'm going to say.
I'm so tired. I'm just like,
if this bet is up on mybookie.com today, I'll look this afternoon. If it's up and it's better than 60-40, I'm going to put some money on it that he comes back next year. This seemed rushed and weird. And again, there's a fucking ominous storm in the background.
It just seems it seems like a play, right? Like, why wouldn't you do it in the right way?
Why would you go through a divorce and all that shit?
No, but why wouldn't you announce in like the right way or through the right channels or whatever? Like, this seems like he's trying to get somebody to do something. And this is how he does it, right?
Yeah. And then ESPN is saying Tom Brady's football career is over. But football isn't done with him. And it's like,
do you know what I mean?
Sure,
like,
isn't. He'll be back.
Read a headline that isn't back. Trying to goad fucking Brady right now. Like, all of these, everyone that's writing is, you know, a sports writer or something like that. Like, they're all just
football has him in a jujitsu head hole. And fuck you, headlock. Yeah. And you're like, what?
Yeah. He ran away like a Giselle. Giselle? Gazelle.
That's great. That was good.
Thank you. You know, but you might see him prancing back or whatever, and he's just like, God damn it.
Yeah.
And then the next video is like him in the ocean now. He's gone in the ocean. The storm is there.
Yeah.
All the hair's wet, you know? Uh-huh. He somehow got a tan real quick because when he gets a tan, like, he looks real great. But, anyways, yeah. Gets a tan really quick. He's in the ocean. All right, guys. You know,
fucking doing
he just
it.
Fucking slams a pickleball, fucking just like spikes it down into the water. And he's like, I'm not fucking leaving.
There's a commercial. He's just swimming out to sea.
Yep.
And then he's swimming back up and there's a pickleball court.
And he's
just like
no,
walks
he's
on.
Swimming. He's swimming. And then in the on the horizon, you can see like San Francisco. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
And he's just like swimming from that video that he made.
Out
all
from
the way
Alcatraz.
To, yeah, yeah, yeah. All the way
to San
Alcatraz.
Francisco, and you're like, what?
And then it cut to him on top of Alcatraz with the fucking football. And
yeah.
Like,
CCR is playing because he's got the rights back, yeah. You know, and Fogarty loves him.
If anything, he's going to be like the host in Survivor where he gets on the jet ski and he goes to the final like tribal thing.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, jet ski.
Yeah.
Jet ski.
I think jet ski is more.
I think jet ski. Yeah.
The vibe.
Yeah. Jet ski.
Jet
and then
ski
he
Brady,
just kisses
dude.
Everybody on the mouth, right?
Yeah,
fireworks
all the coaches,
going off everywhere.
All the players, kissing, kissing on the mouth, little tongue there, holding the head,
yeah,
pushing his face into their face.
It's strange because, like, out of this era right now, he's the one we actually give a fuck about retiring. Like Aaron Rodgers, I don't really give a shit when he retires or how he does it, and it's gonna be weird. He's strange. You don't really care, right?
Oh, I'm going to miss him.
The other one I wonder about is LeBron, what his fucking exit is, as far as our generation is concerned, right?
Yeah.
He's probably the only other one where you're like, all right, how is that going to end? Because he's been playing for 80 years as well.
Mm. Also, you're not going to miss Aaron. Aaron's going to be here.
What do you mean?
He'll be in Austin.
Oh, yeah. He'll be on it
with
his new Marcus.
Polyamorous.
Yeah, life.
Relationship, yeah.
Him and shirtless hiking out places.
Yeah, shirtless hiking. Mm-hmm. He only works out with one kettlebell every day.
Right.
You're like, all right, how many stretches can you do with the one kettlebell with the ape face on
Gets
it?
Gets the steel mace.
Yeah.
Swings that around.
Just pulls that hair up into the tiniest bun he can.
Just doesn't quite have enough. Got a little top knot up here. Yeah. He'll be here. You're right. He'll be here. Yeah. Fuck, he'll probably be on the sports show, you know?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
He's a guy that would sit there and just do a five-hour show with you, and you could ask him anything about life and all that other shit. You know?
Him and Dan on opposing drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be fun.
I watched my boy, who I love, that Caleb Presley guy from Barstool. I love Sunday Conversation. I think he's fucking hilarious and whatever. He did an interview, because he did one with Rogers.
Yeah.
And then they interviewed him afterwards. I think it was Theo Vaughn, maybe. And it was like, what was the Rogers interview was like? It was like, man, it was fucking wild, because I was nervous to meet Aaron Rodgers and, you know, big fan and everything else. We did the show, and then he goes, then we just ended up hanging out for like 5 or 6 hours afterwards. And I was like,
yeah, talking about ayahuasca and fucking DMT.
So he'll be here. Chilling out inside the studio and doing all the shit, you know? Meanwhile, we got a goddamn ice storm out there. If you're in Texas, well, chances are you've probably shit on all your dreams today, Jesse and I apologize, okay? And if you love it here, I'm sorry. We're not meant for this state. I've said that on a Patreon episode before, and I'm not a real Texan. I never will be, and at least I'm not going to pretend to be. Mm-hmm. So if we're going some callbacks here, at least you know from the get-go, you know, when I finally bounce out of here, that you're like, oh, shit. Man, can't believe Ross got out of Texas. No, you can believe Ross got out of Texas, you know?
Yeah.
We have receipts.
You sure do. And I'm not going to hide from it at all. I'm not a real Texan. I don't enjoy any of the bullshit here or any of it. So at least you know I'm not lying to your face.
Can I ask you a question, Ross?
Sure.
You know, live on air while we have you here on the record. Yep. When you become fuck you rich,
yep.
Can I clean your boat and teach your kids jujitsu?
They'll be too old, I think, for that, and it'll be a little creepy at that point. But
no,
you can clean the boat. No, if I get, we're not getting a boat. Yeah, we're not getting a boat ever.
It's the worst investment you can.
Yeah,
make.
We're not getting a
not
boat.
Even investment. It's just too much work. We're
That's
too
why
lazy
you hire
for
someone.
We will, but there's places where you can.
Oh,
just,
I see.
You can rent the boat. They'll clean it for you, drive it back, and that'll be fine. I'll do that for sure. But no, in all sincerity, if that actually happened to us. We've already discussed it here amongst ourselves and the company. We would give you guys a decent chunk of change if you stay throughout the duration, and then everybody can bounce at the same time. Because when you get that much money, and I had this exact conversation, somebody that I mentioned earlier who now has money, and I said, look, he was asking for advice on something, and it was in an honest moment, and I go, I think. Yeah, Clooney did this years ago. I go, I think you should pick out the 10 people in your life that helped you get to that point, wherever it was, give them each X amount of dollars, so that way you can never look back with any form of regret over money. Because like you were talking about earlier with taking an inheritance and all that other shit, like it's happened to me, it's happened to you, it's happened to everybody else. Money's the one sticking point with a lot of relationships and friendships. And if you ever want honest answers or honest advice or to have an honest friendship in your life, money will certainly divide that. And you won't be able to pinpoint who's your real friend or anything else. So I think you got to go back through your life, pick out the top. If you're that fuck you rich, pick out the top 10 to 12 people in your life. Give them X amount of dollars, let them live their life, and then you can walk away as a rich person and have no regrets. I think that's the only way to do it. Otherwise, that'll live with you forever.
I'm going to call you day like 500 into being like bored and super rich and be like, got any scripts?
Yeah. And that happens now too, friend. I've got some other friends on that side too where it's like, hey, bro, I'm not on your level, you know, and I apologize. And I can't just go leave to make a short film right now, okay? I love you. I get that a lot. Got a lot of friends in that arena.
Got a character for you. If you just come out for 3 months, you know, you really dive into it.
I know. There's even friends who have hit me up for like guest stars on like TV shows and shit. And they're like, hey, come and do this thing for a week or 10 days or whatever.
That.
And it was just like, but you would leave all of this. You would say fuck you to your audience to go and make, you know, $6,000, $7,000 for the week or whatever it is. And, yeah, you got to know what you're doing and who you're disappointing and letting down and all that shit just to do one fucking guest
star. You show
star.
Up for one episode of According to Jim? Like, I mean, no. Yes.
What kind of fucking pool is that, Giorgio? Put the mic down.
No.
I just want to see it. It'd
no,
be so
no, no,
hilarious.
No. He's not far off. Show is called Almost Paradise on CNN and
CNN
or WGN. I think it's now on Freevee.
Oh, okay.
You sure do. You sure do know what it is. I made you watch it the other night, and I go, "Hey, remember so and so?"
Oh, yeah.
Coming to the Philippines to do this fucking thing.
Yeah. No regrets.
No regrets. They'll pay for you. Get first class travel. No. I know that. But does the guest star money change? No, it sure doesn't.
But we can fucking hang.
We can party, man. Nope.
It'll be like old times, bro. We'll get back to go get the game.
Not gonna do that. Yep. Now, series regular money, maybe, but no. Not a guest star anymore. The other one was Barry Boswick. Remember Boswick came back and was just like, I go, "Hey, dude, I saw you on that Netflix show. What'd you get?" You got $1,000 for a guest star. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, 1,000 or like 1,200 or something.
Like, are you fucking joking? Damn. I was like, shit. I was like, a day? And I go, I think, what is it? SAG minimum for an extra, I think, is like 750 or something like that.
Five something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. So no, I'll be here. I'll be here till the bitter end with all you guys. Till the whole goddamn place burns to the ground. All right? And that's Texas. That's what I like about Texas. Real Texan, guys. Real Texan. Thanks for joining us here today as we all walk on the verge of madness here. And it's been fun. I think we learned a lot today.
Yeah?
Out of the 800 and whatever fucking episodes we've done on this show.
Yeah.
Today was a real goddamn honest one, wasn't it? This might be our most, you could probably flag this as like the most honest episode of all time.
Yeah.
Caught us in a real fucking spot today. Yeah. We're a weird place.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. Except for the people in Texas who are probably going to burn down my feed and be like, "Hey, man, fuck you. I live here. I love it. It's great. You know, I get a horn talk for food on my fucking thing." And I'm like, I can't.
They
do that.
Probably know things like what a septic alarm is for.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep. I don't. I just think that we're in World War II Nazi Germany.
I think that's the difference. Yeah. The people that are from here or live here, like, they know things like that.
It's probably the rest of us that are fucking it up for you guys. So we should end with that, I think. You know?
Maybe
it's
we're not accepting any responsibility.
All right.
Oh, okay. That's
I like that.
Very
like
Texan of you.
Man, fuck you. Good night, everybody.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.